With so many options, how do you know what the best online dating website is for you?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y-like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over a list of some of the best online dating websites that are out there. Now, note that there isn't going to be one best online dating website for everybody because everybody is looking for something different. So that's exactly what we're going to try and cover today. But before we get into that though, I do need to tell you guys about our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the opening line formula before. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, you should definitely check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz is going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our online dating website deals page and more. So without further ado, let's jump into what we think are some of the best online dating websites that are out there, starting with Tinder. Tinder is one of the largest online dating websites in the world and is currently the largest online dating website in the entire United States. Most users on Tinder are looking for casual dates and even hookups, though you will still find your fair share of users who are seeking serious relationships. Tinder is also considered one of the first apps to popularize the idea of swiping through users, and this is a feature that has been adapted by many other online dating websites today. This is a very superficial app that typically caters most of its value in its users' photos and therefore its users' looks. If you are seeking a more casual experience and you want to experience something with a ton of other users who are out there, then Tinder is going to be one of the best options for you to be utilizing. So this is going to move me into number 2 on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number 2 on my list, which is Bumble. And Bumble is the app that is really known for women having to make the first move. This is another wildly popular dating app worldwide and is actually the second largest dating app in the United States. So you might be asking yourself why this is an app where women make the first move, and that's because it's exactly that. If you make a match on this app and you are a male and female pair, then the woman is the only one who has the choice in continuing conversation with you, and she actually only has 24 hours to do so. If you match with a person on this website and that woman doesn't actually start a conversation with you in those 24 hours, then that match is gone forever. Outside of that though, this app does actually offer 2 completely separate sections in it, one called Bumble BFF and another one called Bumble Biz. These sections of the app are for people who are seeking platonic relationships or, on the other hand, are seeking business relations with other users. If you are a user who is seeking empowered women or you're seeking progressive men, then this is definitely going to be a great app of choice for you from this list. Now, another way you can find out what the best online dating website is for you is by simply taking our online dating website quiz. Utilizing our online dating website quiz, it's going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me onto the third dating website on this list, which is Hinge. Hinge's motto is designed to be deleted. The reason for this is because it is an app that is seeking out for its users a serious long-term relationship, and therefore, if they find their perfect match, there's no longer a need for the app, so they can go ahead and delete it. This expectation from this app has really separated it from all of its other online dating app competitors, and it also has an extremely powerful algorithm which has grown exponentially in popularity in the last few years. The app itself will even ask users how particular dates have gone so that they can gather more information about how their matches are going and continually improve the algorithm as time goes on. This app has a lot to offer, but if you're especially looking for a long-term serious relationship with another user, and you want it to be the one soulmate that you are looking for, then Hinge is going to be absolutely a great modern choice for you to be utilizing. The next online dating website that I want to talk about is OkCupid. OkCupid claims to make 90 million connections every year, which leads to 50,000 dates every week. This dating app is a veteran among others on this list and has been established in 2004. However, it does not feel like a 2004 website as it has gone through many modifications and improvements as time has gone on. It's also the fourth most popular app in the US at the time of recording, so it's extremely popular if you are especially in the US as well as other parts of the world. What makes OkCupid stick out among other online dating apps is its inclusivity and its questionnaires. Starting with its questionnaires, OkCupid actually has thousands, yes, thousands of questions that you can answer, and they provide you answers that you can choose from in a multiple choice format. The more questions you answer, the better they claim their algorithm can work with you because it compares your answers to these questions to other users, and it presents you users who have answered very similarly to you. Outside of that as well, the app is extremely open to different gender types, sexual orientations, and dating styles as well. So if you're someone who is seeking a non-monogamous relationship, something like you're in an open relationship or you're even polyamorous, and you're not a typically cisgendered person, like you are trans or any of the 20 plus options that they provide, or you have a different sexuality, which is again another 20 plus options that they provide, then this is going to be an app for you to find your particular niche of people. Now, of course, no matter what online dating website you are utilizing, you're going to have to know how to communicate with people. And one great foolproof way to do that is by checking out our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. So if you want to have better conversations, which can lead to better dates, you should definitely check out our secret opening line formula. So this is going to move me onto number 5 on my list, which is eHarmony. With over 2 decades of experience, eHarmony is definitely a staple in the online dating world, and it has actually become a very popular option for people who are looking for long-distance relationships. And by long distance relationships, I am talking to the level of international long distance. Now, if you're familiar with eHarmony at all, you'll also know that it is a very serious online dating website, and it is for users who are seeking serious long-term relationships. And while this factor is not necessary, eHarmony definitely does have its Christian roots in the website itself. So you are going to find a lot of users on this website who are actually Christian based. Note though that in comparison to most of the other online dating websites on this list, in order for you to actually communicate with users on eHarmony, you do have to pay for their premium membership, which can be a bit pricey for a lot of users. For all of the other sites that I've mentioned on this list, you don't actually have to pay for a premium service in order to find success on the app, meaning that you can match, communicate, and go on dates with people without paying a penny. So this is going to move me on to the next dating app on the list, which is Happn. Happn is a unique online dating app that actually requires your location services to always be on. How this app works is that it constantly tracks your location and it shows you when you've crossed paths with other users so that you can find a potential match who is either in your work commute, on your way to the gym, or something along the lines of that, so you know that they are going to be extremely nearby. From there, you can like their profile, and if they like you back, then you can communicate freely and even meet on a date, which may be, again, on your way to work or maybe the coffee shop that's right next to your gym. Obviously, this app is not going to be for everybody because there are a ton of users out there who are not comfortable with their location constantly being tracked. However, if you are open to that, then this is going to be a great online dating website for you to utilize if you want to find somebody who is nearby and you really like the city or the area that you're in and you don't want to move away. And again, with me mentioning cities, it's more likely that you're going to find success with this app in cities rather than rural areas because cities are simply more populated and have a much higher chance of other users actually utilizing this app. So before I move on to the next one on my list, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me onto number 7 on my list, which is Match. Match, or Match.com, is often regarded as an OG dating website because it is often regarded as the first dating website ever. Match is another great option for users to utilize if they are looking for a more serious relationship, but it's not strictly that. There are some users who do look for casual experiences. For a couple decades, Match was only available as a desktop website. However, they have finally made a mobile app for you to utilize, so it is gaining a little bit again in popularity, though it is lacking behind many of the other apps that I've mentioned on this list today. And again, similar to eHarmony, you can't actually communicate with other users unless you pay for their premium membership, which for a lot of people is going to be pricey. So if you don't mind spending a bit more money and you do actually want to go on more serious dates, with the possibility of them being a bit more on the casual side, then Match could be a good option for you. And the last website on my list is not actually just a website, it's a ton of different websites, and they're just simply niche dating websites. While all of the dating websites that I've mentioned above are all great choices, there are some people who have such acute and niche lifestyles that it's hard for them to find somebody compatible on all of these online dating websites. Seriously, you wouldn't believe the amount of niche online dating websites that are out there, and there are niche dating websites for people who are truckers, people who are furries, and even people who are just simply musicians. Do keep in mind though that because these online dating websites are catering only to a very specific niche audience, the user numbers are going to be dramatically lower than all of the websites that I've mentioned on this list today. So if you are open to having a long distance relationship with a user who fits your particular niche, or you're willing to move to them, then this is going to be a great option for you to utilize, and there are so many different options for you to look up. And in case you're looking for any reviews on these niche dating websites, I, of course, I'm going to plug myself in here and suggest our own channel. We've gone over so many different niche dating websites and reviewed hundreds of them. We have hundreds of videos that you can check out. So if you want to look up a particular niche that you might be interested in, feel free to search our channel and see what you can find. But no matter what online dating website you're going to be utilizing, you do need to have some great communication skills. And one way to start that off is by utilizing our secret opening line formula. By using our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. And in case you're still not sure what the best online dating website is for you, be sure to check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating experience, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find all those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our online dating website deals page and more. If you guys want to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it. I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!